Everyone. From today's Catholic liturgy, a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to the instruction of our God. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Come. Let us set things right, says the Lord. But how do we hear and listen and respond to the Lord's invitation to set things right? In the Gospel of Matthew, we learn that Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights fasting in the Judean desert. We learn that Jesus was tempted by Satan to get comfortable and renounce his mission. And we learn that Jesus refused Satan and returned to Galilee to begin his ministry, telling his followers, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God." Some translations say happy. Happy are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to be pure of heart? From a Zen perspective, we are to sit still and dwell attentively in the present moment, in the here and now. We are encouraged to stop thinking using words, concepts, and logic, and instead return to the original source. Case 46 of the Book of Serenity puts it this way: sit and hang your mouth on the wall. Don't be swept away by images of you, of God, of what impurity or purity are supposed to look like. Jesus teaches us not to worry about getting it right or about how well we understand God. Rather, Jesus invites us to open faith in our hearts, where God can live, and to open faith in our lives so that God can work. Neither you nor I, nor any created being can grasp the mystery of the ground of being. Zen master and ex-Jesuit Ruben Habito reminds us that God is beyond anything our minds can grasp. So if you think that you know what or who God is, that is not it. As a conscious being, I can acknowledge and say that I am, in the particular way that I show up in the world, moment by moment. And each of you can say, I am, in your own particularity, moment by moment. Habito describes it this way: this is the very manifestation of our participation as we each are, just as I am in that infinite to be. Let us taste that, he says, as we sit in stillness in the depths of silence, basking in the fact of I am. From Zen teacher Norman Fisher, a Zen-inspired Psalm 23. You are my shepherd and I am content. You lead me to rest in the sweet grasses. Lie down by the quiet waters, and I am refreshed. You lead me down the right path the path that unwinds in the pattern of your name. And even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are with me, comforting me with your rod and your staff, showing me each step. You prepare a table for me in the midst of my adversity and moisten my head with oil. Surely my cup is overflowing, and goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And in the long days beyond, I will always live within your house. Intimacy, vulnerability, that is enough.